previously on the Hoolies Hooli.
I'm telling you, the Ponces are going to want to fight us, Bill.
I'll fight all of them.
Probably.
Because we crack about the Ponces a lot on this
program. I'll fight all the Ponces at once.
Why do you want to fight the Ponces?
If they want to come at me, I'm gonna have to defend myself.
You're worried that the Ponces are coming for you. Honey, I can't sleep. The Ponces. The Ponces.
You've been pacing all night smoking. Yeah, the Ponces.
Don't you get it? The Ponces, huh? Hey, how'd you guys get your name on the map? Yeah. Oh, we just picked a fight with the Ponces. Yeah,
we took down the Ponces.
We just like to jab at the Ponces. And then the Ponces found out about it. And they beat us up a little bit in the media. But then everybody said, who are these guys fighting the Ponces? Next thing you know, we had 8,000 listeners.
Yeah, that's right. 8,000. That's just our goal.
Yeah. It is. Well, right now, that's our goal. We're not going to get out of hand here. SBC, welcome back to another week of the Hoolies Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy.
What's up?
He's got a new surfer billabong something hat on. It's very handsome.
Yeah.
And our greatest friend in the world, and perhaps one of the greatest people or the greatest person on earth, Mr. Clay O'Brien. Thank Hi, Clay.
You. Clay Diamond Phillips.
Clay
me.
Diamond Phillips.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
No relation to Lou.
None.
Wow.
You're late.
I've had a day.
15 minutes late.
I've had a day.
Yeah, well, so have we. And now we're having a night because of your late.
It's my wedding anniversary, believe it or not. Yeah. Oh,
Billy?
All right.
Come on.
I give you a pass.
See how I get out of that?
I'll give you a pass on that.
So how many years
I apologize.
Is that?
Yes, I'm a little bit late. This is our fifth wedding anniversary.
Wow, terrific. Terrific.
It's been lovely.
Look at
where's
you,
where's the time go, huh?
Where's the time go, you know?
Yeah. Time is precious.
It is.
No special plans, just doing the show.
Doing the show for the anniversary.
Yeah,
what'd
you have for dinner? Anything?
I didn't
romantic?
Eat dinner. No, oh, I've geez. Had a long work day and I hustled home and lots of public transportation on the CTA. Yep. Never know when that's going to arrive. Waited for the bus for about 30 minutes. And the app's not working.
Yeah.
Then I got home and it was too late. I had to turn around and my wife said the heat wasn't working right. And then I had to go in the basement, take a gander at the furnace.
Did you give it a whack?
I was looking at it. I was like, I can't figure it out. It's cycling, and it doesn't seem to be turning on right. And then I look on the ground, and I see a couple of G.I. Joe guys. And I go, oh, Mike's been, my three-year-old's been down here noodling around. He must have touched a switch. Of course he did. Figured it out.
Yeah.
Came back on.
I caught my boys.
So that's why I'm late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I caught my boys in the furnace room probably about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's scary.
Yeah, I let them have it, so they haven't gone back in there.
Yeah, I went upstairs. I'm like, was Mike downstairs by himself today? She's like, for maybe a minute. I'm like, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
House is going to blow up.
Yeah.
You know, it scared the heck out of me. Yeah. So
children are scary.
Children, yeah, they are. You don't. Bill doesn't have children yet, so
he'll drive
you
to an early grave.
What is it? You look exasperated, Bill. You're very angry with me, maybe.
No, not angry at all.
No.
Have a good day. Well, no, not the greatest day. Not really.
Tomorrow's our birthday.
Tomorrow is our birthday,
Isn't that wild? My wife's birthday was yesterday. Wedding anniversary the 14th.
Today, and then the 15th. In the Ides of March.
That's right.
It's the Houlihan's birthday.
Yeah.
That's right.
38.
We might have to play a song by the Ides of March.
38 tonight. Special. We'll play a song by 38 Special.
In honor of the Ides of March, a song by 38 Special.
38 Special. You can play 38 Special, Take Me Back to Paradise, because that's one of my jams.
We know that.
It's on Billy's One of My Jams mixtape he has in his car.
Bill Houlihan's One of My Jams. That's the name of the album.
Uh-huh.
11 tracks.
Yeah. So we won't be fighting the Ponces.
I knew that was going to come around again. Yeah. I knew that was going to be the teaser tonight.
I saw Ponce this morning.
Where?
On TV.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Looking, he had like some real, you know, some real...
Phil Ponce, you speak of.
No, I'm talking about Dan, I think, is the kid.
There's Dan and Anthony and Phil.
No, this was Dan, and he had some real, like, flamboyant socks on.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to show them off.
That used to be typical
Ponce behavior.
Being a flashy guy again, huh, Ponce?
Being flashy for the cameras, eh, Ponce? Yeah. Big camera star, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Look at you, big TV star.
See, now you're just calling it out. Now, because now this
now
is...
Now I'm turning into Taxi Driver, big TV star, hey!
Well, the whole now we're creating a feud with the Ponces, and I almost called them the Ponces, but we've created a feud with the Ponces, and that doesn't exist really.
You know,
we've never had a. Never. I don't even know the Ponces.
But you know what we do? Yeah. We create a feud with the Ponces.
That's good.
The Ponces,
and they can't hold us to. But in our minds, the Ponces are the Ponces.
Because it's pronounced like with the P and the F. You know how that gets mixed around sometimes.
Yeah, Ponces.
That's our out. I was talking about the Ponces, not the Ponces.
The Ponces?
The Ponces, not the Ponces.
I got no beef with the Ponce, you know? Phil does a nice job.
We
got
to have all the Ponces on at some point on the program and rap for a little while.
I guess they're all musicians.
Really?
Yeah, they're
singers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've sung the national anthem.
They can do a barbershop quartet for us.
Yeah.
The Hoolies Hooli would like to invite the Ponces on the program to sing a barbershop quartet song.
Do you think they could do...
Hello, my baby.
No, like, could they do like Belle Biv DeVoe?
That would be dope.
Yeah. You think the Ponces can do that?
That's our request.
What the heck was that?
No, that was exactly what it needed to be.
That was from Belle Biv DeVoe.
That was beautiful. That was almost perfect.
That was not from Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it is.
What song is
that? Is that your impression? You just
walked in. Poison. It's the Poison song. That girl is poison.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's in the middle somewhere. They do that in the beginning? Huh? Anyway, if the Ponces could come on the show and sing Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe, that would be a crowd pleaser.
Okay, you've heard it. That's the invite. We would like the Ponces to come on the program and perhaps sing a little bit of Belle Biv. Perform a little Belle Biv DeVoe Poison for everyone.
That would be the request, yes.
Right. Yeah. And then we sit down and we break bread.
Do we have that?
Then we sit down and have... Hey, then we sit down and have spaghetti.
Then we sit down and have spaghetti. It's a real Irish show.
Yeah.
This place has gone nuts all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Why did you need a pen so bad?
I like holding it all of a sudden.
Oh, look at you, Stephen Hawking over here.
The late Stephen Hawking.
Yeah,
right.
I was reading about him on the L today.
Yeah, he was an amazing person.
He was an amazing person.
Yeah.
I haven't read much in the last decade, so... From what I've seen in the news waves,
he was
important.
A scientist.
He was a physicist, some kind.
He was from England. I bet you a lot of people thought he was American.
Why? Why would they think he was American?
I don't know. I bet you did. You knew he was English the whole time?
I could make a crack
right
now.
I'm very American. I have no idea where he's from.
He didn't, see?
Yeah.
Bill's thinking about Budweiser.
I just was like, can I ever stop? Yeah.
Like sure, all good not? Americans.
Stephen Hawking?
Cheeseburgers, yeah. Budweiser. Stephen Hawking? Come on now.
What?
I guess Stephen Hawking's parents were, you know, in the science community. They were very established scientists, so it's kind of in his blood.
Sure, makes sense.
That means my kids will be radio hosts.
That could very well mean it. Much better than we are, I hope.
Much better than me.
They'll have they have a high bar, not a very high bar to go to, right?
Yeah. Don't shoot for scientists, shoot for radio.
Yeah.
Said be
nobody.
Smart, kid.
Said well, no dad ever.
By the way, when the audience listens to this show, it is the St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yes, it is.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all you folks out there listening.
God bless. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had some good stories about St. Patrick's Day earlier before you got here. Maybe we'll talk to them.
Really?
You know, there's certain things that people get.
Really? You got good St. Patrick? Hey, anybody got any good St. Patrick's Day stories?
I don't know.
Really?
Like,
I can't remember any.
That's my problem.
I really can't.
I guess there's parade etiquette.
Parade etiquette.
Parade etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, I got to interrupt. Speaking of parade etiquette, I'm walking through the Northwest Side Parade with my kids, right? And
You went to that. It was last weekend.
The Channel 2 cameraman is like about to, you know, maybe get us.
Sure. Right.
I hand him a corned beef sandwich.
Perfect.
And he's like, oh, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Just let me get your kids real quick. And he got right in their face. I don't know if it was ever.
Did it make it?
Don't know.
God bless you, Clay. Looking out for the cameraman.
Yeah.
Sandwiches for the cameraman. That's how you get your kids on TV.
So the
there's no other way.
So you know who told me that? The Ponces. Said you want to get your kids on TV, you make sure the cameraman gets a sandwich.
The Ponces told you.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Ponces.
Phil Ponce started handing out sandwiches
very
early on.
Phil Ponce.
In his career to ensure his kids would be on TV.
Our radio listening audience has probably no idea who the Ponces are. We have to refresh their memory. They're Illinois' city of Chicago's most celebrated broadcasting.
Chicagoland's most infamous broadcasting
TV broadcasting family.
Infamous.
And I guess, why are they infamous?
Because we're talking about them.
They sang the national anthem at the Sox game.
They did.
Did they
Acapella?
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. I want us to. We've already said what the challenge would be, right?
But if they don't accept that challenge, I'm throwing. I want them to do the Carmen San Diego theme song.
Oh, it's Carmen San Diego.
They could pull that off.
Yeah,
I will never bash them again.
If they can pull, what do they? Okay, that's they're going to come on and say, we know we would hope that Clay doesn't speak ill or poke fun at the Ponces anymore, and in order to ensure that he's not going to,
I won't take their jobs.
Here's the Carmen San Diego television theme song performed a cappella by us.
We've already talked about it, and you know if they're going to come on and maybe do the Belle Biv DeVoe, you know,
I wonder where they're post the Ponce on St. Patrick's Day.
If they're going to come here and do it. They better eat some oatmeal beforehand.
Yeah, they better have a bunch of oatmeal.
Yes.
Like a lot.
Yeah. You know, when you sing a cappella, you need oatmeal.
Heck yeah, you do.
You got to have it.
Need the heat in your throat.
That's right. And
after St. Patrick's Day, when you're waking up.
You need that heat in your throat.
You should probably have some oatmeal, too. Going to need it.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All Americans.
That's right. Have a bowl this morning or tonight on this lovely St. Patrick's Day. Show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
It's poison.
Yo, it's Phil Ponce.
This is definitely the jam where it goes.
It is.
I don't know where it's at.
It's further along, but
everyone, I encourage you to listen to "Poison" by Bell Bib DeVoe.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Bill, you said you had some St. Patrick's Day stories.
No,
to tell?
We were talking. You know, I said to Clay, and I was like, "How was your, did you go to the parade?"
Mm-hmm.
Clay did go to the parade. He went to the Northwest Side Parade. I didn't go to any parades last weekend.
God bless, Bill. Took a weekend off, huh?
No. Yeah. I would have liked to have gone out to the Northwest Side.
Come next year.
But you know, it's about making mature decisions.
That's right. Like, Bill's all about those these days.
I would have gone out there and turned into a wild man again.
Did you go parading?
No.
Nothing.
Did you go parading?
And that's what I mean. And that's what I mean about like the etiquette. Like it's kind of funny that when you get older and you go to the parade, you're around. You can't, you gotta make mature decisions. You can't be like, whoa, like screaming at a guy looks weird, you know.
I like what Bill's like.
There's little kids around. You're gonna scare them, you know.
You can do it. I mean, but if you don't have kids, you can do it. If you do have kids,
the green hat.
I don't want to go to the parade anymore. I'm too old. I can't act like a jerk. I was young, I could act like a jerk. No, I had a lot of fun.
Like you go to the South, you go to the Irish parade, and you just scream out, "Hey, green hat! Green hat!"
You just gotta get hammered.
Just keep saying it like 1,000 times, and eventually people are gonna be like, "This guy's just doing this to be a jerk." Because there's hundreds of guys with green hats on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's he talking to?
We should film you doing that.
Bill goes to the parade.
Bill gets four teeth knocked out at the Southside Irish Parade.
Probably. We should just send a Bill to parades all throughout the United States, and
that
you can
would
cover
be amazing.
Them. We could do a. Hey guys, I'm sorry. The Hooli's, we're pivoting. The show is the new format is going to be all about parades throughout the United States.
We're changing the name of the show to Paradin.
Paradin
with Pat and Bill.
But Clay here
and Clay.
Clay made a really funny joke about and there's probably a lot of people that are experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
After those parades and you're around your family, you go to like a get together, like a someone's house, cousins, relatives, or whatever, and obviously
in the Irish community,
yeah, there's bread and corned beef and beer and all kinds of junk food
and sin,
and the hard part is I go, how is it, and then you realize that I guess the hardest part about that day is, when do you get comfortable to kind of fart in front of these people?
What?
Comment was that you're feeding your corned beef all day, and then you're just holding in farts.
You're holding
for hours.
Farts all day.
Just you're
trying to be
sneaking
polite.
Off to the near.
That never even occurred to me.
It happens, man.
What do you do?
You went into like, how do we react to all of a sudden? What happens when you fart? That's where that. I thought you were going to say something about family life or
no,
something
no,
of that
no,
nature.
No. We're keeping it, at the level we usually have it.
So the question you were bringing to light is when you go to a parade and people are kind enough to invite you into their home.
Yes.
How long before you can fart and no one cares?
Yeah, what's the etiquette? What's the etiquette on that?
I don't know what the etiquette is on that. I mean, I've had guys install my cable in my house that have farted within 3 minutes.
Here's the etiquette.
And we still shook hands before you left. You know what I mean?
Here's the etiquette behind
it. You're a gentleman.
But, you know, I thought you might have pooped your pants about 10 minutes into the installation.
The etiquette behind it is, you know, is it worse to be drunk and be a goon in front of him, or is it worse to be a guy who's blowing him out of the house all day? Which etiquette is better? Or is that at that point you just go, I can't participate in St. Patrick's Day. I think I'm just going to be going home.
I can't participate in St. Patrick's Day because two things. Either I want to be a jerk and I get real drunk, or I go to the pouch and I fart a lot.
You bring
and everybody wants me to leave.
You just got to bring your own food. You bring your own sandwich. You bring like a sub, just like a regular sub, you know, like Italian sub. Everyone's eating corned beef. You know what? I'm just going to eat this.
You know what? I got a flatulence problem. Yeah. I'm just have a
corned beef doesn't agree with me, everyone.
Right.
Ding, yeah, ding, 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 ding. Everyone, corned beef doesn't agree with me.
But even people that know it doesn't
agree. Thank you, Uncle Clay.
Even people that know it doesn't agree with them, they eat it like it's like they
I'll
go
be
nuts
in my car eating the sandwich I brought with me.
Sure.
Later Boy, on, did that. I don't know.
No, it's a serious topic.
Well, we did you. Talk about we, that.
So we've just covered St. Patrick's Day parade fart party etiquette.
I hope Pritzker farts during that debate.
Do you?
That'd be great. Yeah. He blew the whole thing.
What?
He had the election won until he farted on live TV.
The fart.
The end.
It'll be known as the fart.
The political fart.
Yeah. On the cover of the Sun-Times, the fart that shook the world.
The fart that shook Springfield.
Spring fart.
The musical Spring fart.
Pritzker drops out of election to produce musical Spring Fart.
It's believable.
It's absolutely believable. 100%.
Sure, right. Yeah.
What's the musical about?
No, Gigi Pritzker financed the movie Spring Fart.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 8,000 people in the production.
Just like our listening base. 8,000 listeners. That's what we're.
Yeah.
It's our target. Exactly. It's our target.
It's our target number.
Right. Right.
So. What about this big parade, the Chicago official parade? You're not going to go anywhere near that, are you?
Well, it would have been gone on. It would have gone on today. As
did anyone go?
Yeah.
No, I did not go.
I didn't either.
You didn't go?
I didn't.
I have to work. I'll be at Duffet's pouring drinks on that day.
That's just as good.
That's going to be rowdy.
That'll be real rowdy.
I start my shift at 9:00, so I don't know. Like, it's weird because
in the morning,
at night. So I don't know what kind of carryover we'll have from the downtown parade. I mean, it's usually.
You'll just have local knuckleheads.
Yeah, we get that, but sometimes you do get a bigger group of people, but we'll see what happens. I hope it's
busy. I hope someone gets thrown through the window.
Yeah, somebody's getting thrown through a window somewhere.
Weird thing to say.
Or at least it happened today.
Oh, you're working at Duffy's? You know, I hope somebody gets thrown through the window.
Just so Bill's got to deal
Happy
with
St. Patrick's Day.
So Bill's got to clean sweep up the glass.
I'd lose my mind.
I'm not sweeping it up.
No, I'll have some oatmeal and try to calm myself before I go do it.
A little McCann's Irish oatmeal. That'll put you in a nice base and just chill you down for the
crowd. You give people shots of oatmeal.
Gives me super strength.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want an oatmeal shot? They'd be like, what's in it? Be like, oatmeal.
You know what? I haven't made
any, they would.
I haven't made any plans
for
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. No need.
I know. I want my wife and I are going to go out. We got to celebrate and do something. Well, you know, we had birthdays and anniversaries this week. We
absolutely.
Have a picnic.
Honey, let's have a picnic. I'm thinking we go up to the park and
have some corned beef in the park.
Right. Corned beef and farts in the park.
At least we're outdoors.
Interested?
Interested?
It's a weird thing you might ask someone on a first date. Are you interested in corned beef sandwiches and farts in the park?
Uh-huh.
It's on my Tinder profile. St. Patrick's Day date. Corned beef? Walking in park?
Corn
question
beef.
Mark? Farts? Question mark?
Corned beef followed by farting.
Hugs?
Hugs? Question mark?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of people that'll probably be down for, you know, corned beef picnics in the park after the parade. They'll be going,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Sounds like a great idea. Let's do it.
Do you have a favorite St. Patrick's Day memory?
Oh, man.
Can you remember any of them, Clay?
No.
There's got to be one. I remember when we were about like 18, we went down to the downtown parade with Vernon and Miller. And Clay, you might have been with us. I think you were drinking in those days.
I was. Marty Sloan was with us.
The whole objective of the afternoon was not to go and like just go to a liquor store and drink and hang out at the parade or, you know, have brown bag it.
Yeah.
And the parade's not about drinking. Let's get away from that. But
of course,
we do associate it with that kind of revelry because we've worked in the bars for so many years.
Right.
But the whole mission this St. Patrick's Day when we were that age was to get served at a bar. And it was a Greek bar. What the heck was the name of it? Do we remember it?
I can't remember. It was down on Dearborn.
And we were fine. We went in, you know, and Miller was like, I got this. You know, we're like, what? He was like, oh, we would like a round of Jägermeisters, you know? And the guy just looked at us as soon as we said that, and he was like, get out, you know? And,
we got served. We got pitchers of beer there.
Okay.
Then, I think I remember that.
Then we went to Hooters after the parade, got served there as well.
God bless.
Yeah.
Smart kids.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Underage
Anything
drinking.
Goes.
I know. I mean, but we definitely looked 18. Looking back on it, as a bartender, I would have seen those kids and been like, what? But that was the late 90s. I don't think it was police.
I think it's kind of funny that our mentality, because we hadn't been to a lot of bars yet when we were like 18, we were like, let's go to Hooters. They got booze at Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not even thinking about the girls at all. Like they got beer there.
Yeah, they have beer at Hooters.
we did the float 1 year when dad did Going East on Ashland.
I do remember.
I remember always being cold at the downtown parade, just freezing.
Yeah. When we were growing up, I haven't been to the downtown parade in 15 years. It's terrible that I said that, but
I got to take my kids down at some point.
Oh, it's a great experience.
You've
got to
pass the experience on.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. For sure. To your heritage, you know. It's beautiful that we have a day that we can go out and revel and celebrate.
That's right.
As Irish.
What a very adult thing to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's okay to fart at the parade. We're all adults. There's
lots of guys doing that. There'll be guys on L trains tonight putting people just knocking them cold.
And then there's going to be a guy singing, you know, like Clancy Brothers songs on the L train, like real loud, you know?
You think so?
Why not? There's always that guy.
He's
running around singing Irish Rebel songs. This guy.
The guy will knock your teeth out.
He's usually the guy who's looking for a fight.
The guy's looking to headbutt somebody.
Yeah. For sure.
The red line.
He wants to headbutt someone and then cry later in the same night.
The drunk singing guy?
I've been him.
Yeah, have you been?
The red line police blotter should. The red line riding the red line.
Barstool Sports, I thought, was the one that puts that out. Yes. Is that who that is?
Barstool does do that.
They publish the police blotter from Wrigleyville, right? Is it Wrigleyville in downtown?
Yeah, it's outstanding.
If you're not doing anything, you should download a police scanner app and give that a listen on St. Patrick. That'd be a good laugh.
For sure, you know.
I encourage it.
You got a police scanner app you can recommend to the listeners?
Yeah, you know, go to your local app store.
Remember back in the day when you couldn't get a police scanner app and like...
You needed an actual police scanner?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
There were guys who had them, like Lenny, like the Terrells, Brian Terrell's father, Leonard Terrell, the late Leonard Terrell.
Yeah.
He had an actual police scanner on his porch, and in the summertime, he would just lay on the porch.
It's great. It's addictive.
And listen to it, you know. And a lot of times, Brian Terrell would get home, and he'd be like, Brian, were you ever at the park at Greenfield? Yeah. You know,
were you over at the incident on 93?
Well, because he could dial into the neighborhood stations. Like, he could hear, like, three or four different neighborhoods. And, like, any, you know, they're not that busy. So when calls come through, you know, you're sitting there like, is that my kid?
Perk up.
I hope that's not my kid, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be doing the same thing to your kid.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. You'll be listening to them police scanner apps, too. Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Craziness.
What else is going on?
Other than St. Patrick's Day, it's consumed me.
Totally consumed you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a season now.
It's not even St. Patrick's Day. It's a season.
I know. I think that's why.
It's the whole month of March.
I think that's why I've withdrawn from it so much. Like, if it was just one day.
Too much.
And it built up and everybody got excited and then it was over.
Nope.
Like, okay, there's a finality to it. It's good. But now it just keeps going and going and you're like, still going on? You know?
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity. I'm sure that, you know, all the watering holes and establishments and
well, that's what
you
it
can
is.
Market it now for, you know, a month and a half. They've squeezed it. It's kind of a Hallmark deal now.
You can
right?
talk about it in January and people be like, it's okay, I guess.
Well, you can start selling St. Patrick's Day stuff right at the end of Christmas. That's like people are getting ready for it. It's been commercialized, the entire thing. It's ridiculous. You know?
There's a lot of bad St. Patrick's Day T-shirts out there.
So many.
Sure. I'm Irish, and you know, and then there's some white trash versions of that. Right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of different white versions. The St. Patrick's Day T-shirt,
there's just the corny ones. Echelon. There's corny, white trash, classy.
I'd rather be drunk.
Right, that's a good T-shirt, right?
Green beer.
White trash Irish is another shirt that you might see.
Wow, is that people really rock a thing?
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing.
Or like, yeah.
It's always like, get pattied, you know? Or,
yeah, I don't like that because it's blasphemy on my name, you know?
The whole experience
everywhere I've gone recently, going to the Jewel, going to the, and like, I go into stores downtown, liquor stores, you know, it's everywhere. Not like the white trash ones. The white trash ones, you gotta, like, you know, search hard for.
Where'd you get that white trash Irish St. Patrick's Day shirt? You searched hard for that, didn't you?
You know, it needs to be better than what it is, St. Patrick's Day.
But how do we make it better than what it is, Clay?
You know, it shouldn't be about getting drunk.
No,
it's not.
I don't think it ever was.
In America, it seems to be that way.
I think the people outside the Irish community made it that way. That
everyone should learn about
our way of
Ireland.
Honoring our friends who, like, because the Irish like to, you know, drink a little bit. But
yeah,
it's not like everything in your entire Irish culture is.
Well, there's
on
a
drinking.
Lot of stuff going on. You know, I'm sure people are probably up at the Heritage Center tonight. That's probably very cool. I'm sure Gaelic Park's got a big celebration. I haven't looked at that. And so, like, this is one of the only years I haven't, like, sat down and looked at all the events.
And mapped out and thought about it.
Yeah, maybe it's just, I don't have the time.
Here's a T-shirt for Billy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always be yourself. Unless you can be a leprechaun, then always be a leprechaun.
Okay, that takes a lot. I mean.
You can get that at Walmart, $16.95.
Yeah. Most people wouldn't read it all the way through on St. Patrick's Day because they don't have the patience for that. But
they'd read half of it and then kick you right in the, you know what.
They'd be like, always be a leprechaun?
Okay, cool.
Dummy.
I don't know. Mom, you're never going to believe it. I got the greatest job in the world, the new job. I'm working at Walmart in the St. Patrick's Day T-shirt marketing department.
Yeah.
That's my day job. At night, I work at Vivid.
Oh, my.
I do their audits.
I do their audits, right. Seth, I forgot it. What's the name of that? He's a new character.
I don't know. He's disgruntled Vivid employee?
Disgruntled adult production company accountant.
Right. Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, very St. Patrick's-y.
That character is very St. Patrick's-y.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Yeah.
Well, Clay, talk about
it's
the
exhausting.
Talk Saint about Patrick's the Northwest Day. Side Parade. I mean, were there, you didn't
that
see
was
any
good.
Fights
it was
or anything like that?
No fights.
Yeah.
It was very family-oriented.
Lots of politicians walking around? Everybody politicking? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a lot of firemen, policemen, that
sure
type of thing. But it was a good turnout. Very. Nice. It's very short and quick and good and just compact.
Yeah, where does it go from? Where does it start?
It only goes from, like, Nagel to Harlem.
Okay. All
right.
So it's
down Northwest Highway. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So it's not too crazy.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, it's quick. In and out in about 2 hours.
Does everybody empty into those bars around there, or is it, or
they may?
Yeah.
But it's a lot of like neighborhood parties too, house parties.
Absolutely.
Yep. Similar to the South Side.
Sure.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the South Side Parade in 20 years, probably.
I haven't been to the South. I haven't been to the South Side Parade, in probably a decade, but I have passed wind in the past day.
Oh, interesting.
Have you?
Yeah.
Listen to you, classy guy, calling it passing wind.
All right. Well, that was part of the St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I heard
Day
the South Side
Parade.
The South Side Parade was a great turnout, too, last Sunday, from what I understand. It's a very, very nice day.
Green beer for everybody.
No, there's T-shirts out there now that say no to green beer. That's another one I've seen.
Yeah. I remember drinking green beer at Marquette, and it was like drinking urine.
Really? I never noticed any difference.
It's not really beer. It's pretty horrible. Much water with, like, yeast and alcohol and food dye.
Something they stir around in the big tubs.
Pretty gross.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Our listeners didn't know that. Let's take a commercial break. Hooli's Hooli comes back after these.
We're like downers on St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases.
You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yes, we're back. Hooli's Hooli.
That's right.
We've talked about St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Day on this program tonight, haven't we?
Yes, it's appropriate.
Sure.
We are an Irish-themed program, Pat.
We are, yeah, very much so. Commercials are themed. I think we finally got the past episodes up. It's been a long time since we rebooted them up.
I was
there.
Getting requests. I was getting angry text messages.
It's nice to know that we have listeners that care.
Gets people through their day, you know?
Yep. Listening to us talk about nothing and show off our intellect and wit.
That's right.
Yeah. You know?
Takes them out of their everyday lives.
Absolutely.
Well, there's new episodes up.
Yep. Check them out.
Check them out. If you've been gone for the last month and a half.
I've fired through about 5 of them in the last couple of days.
Revisitings.
That's the name of my book.
It's awesome.
Great. I'm sure there's many books titled Revisitings. I'm going to start saying that to people. They'll never find it on the internet.
Getting away from St. Patrick's Day.
Revisitings book. There's like 8,000... You know, results.
I swear it's on Amazon.
It's one of, by the way,
I did write a book once. It's called Revisitings. Look for it, you'll find it.
Yeah. The March Madness has started.
Oh,
you guys in brackets.
B-ball.
Basketball.
Yeah, this is a big time of the year.
By the way, Charlotte won her basketball championship.
Yes, we should say congratulations to Charlotte Houlihan and her team, the Liberty.
The Liberty won. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing us some pipes there.
Yeah. It's a victory song for Charlotte. Yeah.
There you go. It was a cool thing. It was nice to see her get involved in hoops this season. And what more perfect thing to happen than for her team to win the championship.
Yep.
And, now, that was the world championship, correct?
That was the world championship of 8-year-old girls basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she pulled it off, and they were beaming over it.
I was there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We all went out to breakfast afterwards.
We did. It was lovely. Bill picked up the tab, Clay. It was,
what a guy.
It was a beautiful thing.
Oh,
at least that
Billy
could do.
He's right. He pulled a big fat knot out of his pocket, which gave me the hunch that Bill's been tickling the pushies.
No, not at all.
Uncle Roman's gonna drop some coin on a kick-ass speedboat.
What is that from? The Great Outdoors?
Yeah, it's Bill.
Bill's Uncle Roman. No. You're Aykroyd from The Great Outdoors?
I don't think so. Uncle Roman, good character. But lunch was great, and then
where did you go?
Oh, where did we go? MK
MP
Kitchen.
MP Kitchen.
Oh, MP Kitchen.
Military Police Kitchen.
That's right. Great concept place.
It was very busy. Patty was like shocked. He couldn't believe it.
It was real busy because I remember when it was called something different back in the day.
Sometimes when you walk into those places and I can see, like, you know, when you have two little kids with you.
Oh, it's agonizing.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
When it's packed like that, you're like, oh.
Me and my wife went to a random breakfast place. We were driving like through Evanston. Mm-hmm. And there was like this old timey place. And we went there and we had all of our kids with us. And there was a line like out the door. And they were starting to climb and like whine. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh my God.
We're not even going in. I know.
But luckily this place, it was like first, it was the way they sat people was great. So we didn't wait too long.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did. We made it through brunch. And thank you, Bill. It was lovely.
Oh, you're welcome.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. And I think we were there for about 40 minutes before my little guy started tweaking out a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's what happens. That's why you eat fast. Just fast. Just shovel it in.
Well, that's why maybe if you go to the car and have the sandwich with the kid.
Exactly.
You know? That's what I had to do. I had to leave.
That's why you always keep a sub sandwich in your glove compartment.
You got to always have a Mr. Beef sandwich in your glove compartment.
Yeah. Always have a hot beef in your glove compartment.
For sure. Right.
Chicago rule number one, always have a hot beef in your glove compartment.
Uh-huh. In your holster.
In your holster? You got to get a holster for your beef sandwich in Chicago. You want to make it through here.
You should invent a beef sleeve to keep your beef warm.
Speaking of Italian beef, I mean, it is St. Joseph's Day on Monday, too.
Mr. Pritzker, I have an idea for a beef sleeve. I think we can incorporate it into your campaign for maybe a couple million
dollars.
We can
get Thinsulate involved, get them to insulate it, you know?
Right.
The Thinsulate Glove Company.
You lost me there for a minute and then came back. I went,
You got it.
Thinsulate.
Yeah. What was the Pritzker musical called?
Oh, man.
I can't believe we're just having a brain fart on this.
Something in Springfield.
Oh, Spring Fart.
Spring Fart in Springfield. Is that what it was called?
Spring Fart.
Spring Fart. I forgot about it. Yeah.
Spring Fart. Spring Fart. Gonna be a wonderful
Are you
year.
Guys, now you guys, are you guys ready for these?
Spring Fart, produced by Pritzker.
Are you guys ready for these? I think if you did a commercial like that, it'd put you over the top.
Yeah, it would.
I think people would be like, it worked. That's the guy got my vote.
It worked for Trump. I mean, like, you just start doing that kind of stuff. People are like, interesting.
Trump could tell the whole world he just farted, and people would be like,
Here's the thing. You have a lot of money. I could defeat you with one spring fart commercial.
I could clear this room with one fart. But I won't. Yeah. But I won't.
I could clear this room with a big fart, but I won't.
Yeah.
That's a good St. Patrick's Day t-shirt with Trump on it and the little shamrocks coming out of his butt. That's supposed to look like gas bubbles.
Does it say spring fart on it?
No, it says happy St. Farty Day.
Yeah.
Happy St. Farty Day.
There was a... Who is Saint Farty? It's a Catholic school topics this week.
PHA.
I want you all to write an essay on Saint Farty.
Saint Farty. Saint Farty.
You could actually. People will probably like it from a distance if you spelled it Farty.
Yes.
Happy Saint Farty Day.
Yeah.
From a distance, people probably wouldn't pick up on it.
People would go and read
from
it
from a
out
distance.
Loud.
You won't get my joke.
Saint Farty? Who's that? Someone would say that to you.
There goes my uncle.
Someone who's just in town from Iowa.
Farty McAllister, named for Saint Farty.
Eric, you should introduce yourself as Eric Farty and see if anyone picks up on it.
There's Eric again.
Oh, there's the Farty family.
Clay's imaginary Eric buddy who is always on the program. It's Clay's favorite name. It's Clay's favorite name is Eric.
It is.
A couple of characters that have spun out of this program. Eric Hottenhockey is a heartthrob actor.
Yep.
Are there any other Erics?
There's plenty of them.
Eric Diaz or somebody. No, there's a guy like that I forget his name. Paul Sanchez is a guy that you like to use a lot.
Yeah.
An alias.
Director. He's a director.
Director Paul Sanchez.
He directed the Casey Affleck movie.
Paul Sanchez directed the Casey Affleck movie. You don't know?
Yeah. That sounds believable.
Sure it does.
That sounds very believable.
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
God
bless.
Political commercials, they're on. They're blazing, man.
Oh, yeah, they're blazing.
They're like nonstop. Are you over them?
Oh, yeah.
They'll be over with pretty soon.
I know.
The 20th. And then they'll start up again.
And then I get emails from all those guys now.
I get phone calls from all of them.
I've unsubscribed.
Have you been anything? I don't know how to do it.
No, but I'm like,
go to the bottom of the email. It says unsubscribe. They try and hide it sometimes, but just click it. Just click it.
Turn it off.
And then, like, you know, sometimes I'll be in the middle of work and I'll think it's someone, you know,
you think
a buyer.
It's JB Prisker on the phone.
Right.
And it's like, hello. It's like, hey, this is Melissa asking for your vote for sound. And it's like, goodbye. Bother me.
Not happening.
Unless you tell me that.
Melissa, are you the girl who hit me up on Tinder? Are you like St. Patrick's Day parks?
You like farting in the park?
That's what I should say to someone. They call me and they go, hey, can we have your vote for, you know, and I'll be like, are you guys working on a musical called Spring Fart? Because if you're not.
Does this have to do with Spring Fart the musical?
Yeah.
Answer me!
Has JB learned the lyrics for Spring Fart yet?
Has JB learned the opening number?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about, Mr. O'Brien?
Put it right back on him.
Yeah, just...
Switch!
Right. They'd be like, what is happening?
Hi, this is Melissa. I'm calling for... Wait, Melissa, wait. Has JB learned the opening number? He hasn't. Rehearsals in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Rehearsals in 3 weeks. Showtime's in 3 weeks. You kidding?
You jump in and say that behind me.
Right.
And then I get startled. Showtime's in 3 weeks.
Melissa, you're on speaker with the production company that is behind Spring Fart. I don't know if you knew this, but JB commissioned us a few months ago to write a musical about flatulence and government. It's called Spring Fart.
Yeah.
Poor Melissa.
This is going to be a Tony Award.
You're unaware? Call me back when you get a clue. Gee! I just slammed the phone down.
You won the Drama Desk Award for Spring Fart.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would be good stuff.
Sure.
But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. I've been pounded with the emails.
Do you think, who do you honestly think?
Chris Kennedy has Keegan-Michael Key campaigning for him now.
Keenan Ivory Wayans?
Oh, really?
He's working with Biss.
Biss and Wayans.
What'd you say, Bill?
I wasn't saying anything. Clay was jumping in.
I was jumping in at you.
He was going to ask
who. Do you think is going to honestly win?
I have no idea right now. I think Kennedy's going to upset and beat Prince.
I think that might happen.
I think you might be right.
Then the Rauner Ives thing.
That's up in the air.
I think Rauner's done either way. If he survives the Republican thing, he's going to get beaten by the Democrat.
I think Rauner, people are just tired of looking. It's like wallpaper. People are just tired of looking.
Yeah, people are like, you're out. You know, but I think that he probably has enough name recognition and money at this point to oust Jeannie Ives. But I would like to see Ives bounce him out and then see just a vicious dogfight between Ives and whoever she takes on.
Between Ives and the Kennedy?
Either one will be fun to watch, I think.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun either way.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, you know, for another Illinois dogfight, you know.
Uh-huh.
One of the crappiest run states in the union.
It's a sport.
We got three billionaires fighting each other over it.
It's a sport here in Illinois, that's for sure.
It is.
And this is the time. This is when, you know, this March is always the final stretch.
The ramp up, we call it.
I guess you could call it March Madness.
That might be the other thing that kind of like turned, like where I got kind of bored with the parades here in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
was all the, they got politicized, you know? And I was like, enough. I know, they've always been there, you know? Punch 32 for Joey, you know? Although I don't know a lot of Joey, Irish guys named Joey, I'm sorry.
Joey Gallagher.
Joey Gallagher for mayor.
Sounds trustworthy. Sounds like a kid who plays.
Joey Gallagher, he's trustworthy.
Paid for by stupid.
Played for by stupid.
You know, well, it was always daily. So, yeah. Which is fine.
Would you ever run for office, Clay? Just to do it?
I could see myself doing it.
Yeah?
Sure.
Bill, would you ever run for
Apparently,
office?
Apparently, it's not too hard.
It's not hard to run.
I guess it depends on. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you have to be. Here's the thing that people don't understand. It's in my blood. My grandfather was in politics. My family's in politics. So
sure.
You have to be very comfortable public speaking all the
time.
That's
for sure. Yeah.
So and coming up with quick rebuttals and
witty,
all that. So
smart
it's,
stuff.
It's
yeah.
not easy. No. I think. You know,
see, I'm the type of guy
getting
who,
caught in lies would be hard.
Sure, but like as an entertainer. With some respect, you have to be like, I'd be like, oh, am I going to run? Yeah. And then I think at a certain point, you'd be like, I'm too deep into this joke. Like, it's, yeah. You know, my ego.
No,
like,
it's like the guy who decides he wants to be a UFC fighter.
It's like, now
45.
You got to do, like, what happens if you actually get elected? Now you got to do it.
Well,
right?
You don't have to do anything.
So Trump's kind of like right now, like, what have I done?
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything. Once you get elected, you don't have to do anything.
Well,
once you get elected, you don't have to do anything.
You don't. You
That's a terrible. Sure you
Unfortunately,
do.
It's true. You tell people what to do, and then they tell you they're not going to do it. And that's the way it goes.
That's how government goes.
That's it.
No, when the re-election time comes up, that's when you pull the script out for, spring fart, and you go, we need to bring it back.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You put a spring fart t-shirt on every baby in America.
JB, you want to win? Put those spring fart t-shirts on every baby in Cook County. Political strategist. Joey Gallagher.
Joey Gallagher, drunk political strategist.
I'm Joey Gallagher. I'm a political strategist.
I'm a drunk political strategist. Did you say you're drunk? That's part of the game, young man.
Spring fart.
That's how you write great stuff.
That's how you win the elections. Right.
Live with Mike Flannery, drunk Joey Gallagher, political analyst, will be on tonight to discuss the gubernatorial race.
Thanks, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Larry.
You thought it was Larry King.
That's a good one.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we'll know in about, a week? Is that when the election is?
We don't even know. When
I don't
is
even,
it?
Like, pay
well, it could. We could definitely have a new governor by the 20th. If Rounder loses.
Mm-hmm. Is it the 19th?
Primary.
Is that we gotta look it up now?
I think
it's the 20th. Yeah,
it's the 20th. March 20th. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of judges, lots of
But going back to what you said about running, my other thing is my past too shady?
Mm-hmm. You worry about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but it's not.
No, it's not. Compared to what
it's your normal ruckus, maybe a little extreme on a few occasions, but people will find stuff, man.
But
nobody's
accusing you of having an affair with Stormy Daniels or anything like that. Do you have any skeletons like that?
None. No.
You're not wealthy enough to have skeletons.
I got a couple
like
mugshots floating around that they could use in their political commercials against me.
Yep.
Yeah. You trust this man?
Yeah.
My mugshot from when I was 19.
Sure. They still do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Right.
The old, now he's pulling out the old 19-year-old mugshot thing on me, huh?
Bill, do you worry
And then
about-
I can fire back. I go, yeah, I've made mistakes. That's a part of being human. Yeah.
That is true. It is a part of
what
being human.
What were you
going to
ask me?
I was going to ask you, would you ever run for office in any capacity?
I don't know.
I could see Bill running for like water reclamation.
It's crossed my mind. It's
really? It has? It's crossed your mind?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any dough. It'd be difficult.
No, you raised dough.
That's how you do it. Yeah.
I know.
You know people with dough. That's the only thing you got
to
do.
I guess I have to wait until I feel like I'm impacted enough where I'm really...
I'd have to care enough, really. That
where I'm like really,
one.
Really mad about something. I mean, there's stuff that I can't care about, but I also think that a lot of people that go into public service...
So you want to do it out of anger.
I'm more of a private person, though.
I'm running out of anger.
We're taking this guy out. We're doing this. I'm sick and tired of paying parking tickets.
Yeah,
you gotta
right.
figure that out. You know, that's usually what would drive me to it.
Maybe the parking tickets will drive you to become president.
You know what, though? I mean, that
the parking ticket situation in Chicago was just way out of hand.
I know.
I mean, I got a guy yesterday. I mean, for 2 seconds, they're like roaches. It's unbelievable. I can't believe these. I mean, you'd think that. I'm like, wow.
You know what I did, Bill? It's caused me a lot of
heartache. The app on your phone?
No, it's caused me a lot of relaxation. Get the app on your phone, put $20 on there, and just hit it every time you go. You don't think twice about it. And you're done. And you're safe.
That's what's going to have to
just
be
do
done.
It. Just do it.
Yeah.
So, Bill, you're going to run on the platform of parking tickets.
Parking tickets and anger.
Parking tickets and anger.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I'm angry. Vote for me.
I'm angry because I'm too lazy to pay my parking, and I'm getting caught red-handed.
You sick of getting parking tickets like me?
You want to break the law and not get caught?
Vote for Billy.
You know how many guys are out there that are like, the parking ticket thing is like, it's unbelievable.
The parking meter thing is, they should have never got rid of the coin ones.
Here's
just
the thing,
stick with the coin
work
ones.
Down in the city.
I understand.
And I'm jumping from spot to spot to spot to spot all day long.
You know what we need? Because I'm in the same boat as you. Because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And you know what we need? And this should be a law. If you're in the business like we are,
like a sticker.
You get a tag. Yeah. Pizza delivery guys get them now.
They do.
Yes.
Like how people used to get counterfeit handicap stickers.
Yeah.
Remember those guys growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Like, your dad's handicapped? No, his nose a guy.
Yeah, he's got the stick. He's got a sticker.
He's got a handicap sticker. Big deal.
The guy's got a printer at his house. He makes them at his house. He stole a printer from the DMV. Nah, it's legit.
It's legit. He got it from Joey Gallagher.
He got it from Joey Gallagher. Joey Gallagher got it from somebody.
They've been printing
somewhere.
Handicap
you
stickers.
You think there's a guy out there doing counterfeit handicap stickers?
Absolutely.
You betcha.
There's a guy out there making counterfeit everything.
Hey, how'd your dad buy that house in Oak Brook?
Listen
you
to
know
this.
How he made counterfeit handicap stickers.
Speaking of counterfeit, my wife, who I love dearly, wanted to go see Sebastian
Maniscalco.
Maniscalco, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, she decides this because we were talking about it, but then we just didn't have a sitter and all that.
Yeah.
So she found a sitter real quick, her sister, and
at the Rosemont Theater.
At the Rosemont Theater.
Did you go?
And she calls and gets the tickets off Craigslist off this dude, right? And she's got to meet him at Starbucks downtown and pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't feel good about it. Right. I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. So she goes, she gets the tickets, and brings them home. We check them out. They look legit, you know, but we're still kind of iffy.
Yeah.
And then I notice something.
What? The date's wrong.
His name is spelled wrong.
Come on.
This is like Maniscalco.
Oh,
and so
no.
I'm like, that's not good. And so she calls the Ticketmaster and she's like,
confirms the number.
She said, the lady on the phone's like, what do they say on them? She said, Live Nation presents. And she's like, they're fake. Live Nation is not doing the show. It's sponsored by somebody else.
Oh.
And she's like, do they have serrated edges on them? And she's like, yeah. She goes, ours are clean. They have no serrated edges.
Oh, man.
So it was a huge disappointment. But
holy cow.
At least we didn't go there.
This guy's whole campaign is run on serrated edges. Yeah? I'm clean.
I'm cleaning up the edges in this
My
town.
My edges are clean.
But at least we didn't go there. Pay for parking, stand in line, and then get told we couldn't come in.
Sure. Oh, that would have been brutal.
You know?
Horrible.
But to Steve, the guy who sold the tickets.
I'm going to get you.
I know you. I know who you are.
Do you know what he looks
when
like?
When I run did you get a picture on a parking ticket platform, I'm catching people like you, too, when I'm done with them.
Nah, we'll get you, Steve.
You know, that's how do you confirm that stuff when you're buying kind of a ticket?
It was such a rush thing.
It's scalping, essentially.
They
right?
look at when you held them and looked at them, they looked pretty real.
Yeah. I wonder if she had asked, like, she'd be like, can we take a picture together? I want to.
No, she says, can I take a picture of your license? How about that?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm being informed that it's towards the end of the program.
Yeah, we're getting there, man.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this show, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at freecrack.com, CRAIC. Or you can find it at iTunes underneath Free Crack. Search for it there.
Yep.
Any last words before we go here? We've got about a minute and a half.
You can tune into the crack what you just said that.
Oh, I know. I'll get to that.
Oh.
Do you want some more bagpipes?
No. You know, it's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, get up for it.
Yeah.
You know, try not to.
Enjoy yourself out there, everyone.
Be safe, first and foremost. Yep. Make sure you have some McCann's Irish oatmeal. That'll get you through the day.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Get some pipes in there.
Get some pipes in you.
Did you get some pipes in you this morning?
Yeah.
You know, the bagpipes do it for me. They always do it for everybody.
Yep. Bagpipes can have you in jail if you're not careful. You listen to it.
They can.
You drink enough.
I wonder if they have St. Patrick's Day in jail or like... One of the guards just plays a pipe and goes, good morning.
Everyone gets green water.
Yeah. Everybody gets green water
and green white bread. Green, like,
you get
colored
to stay
white
up
bread.
For 4 minutes.
They wake you up at 5:30 in the morning with this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that program live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. Then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow.
Yep.
Show starts at 6. The music's at 7. It's been fun, everybody.
Yes, it has.
See you next week. Happy St. Patrick's Day.